Hey, everybody, this is Dominique. If you're ready to do more with your life and money, I want you to stay tuned. If you've ever wondered about how to have more certainty around the life that you want to live in retirement, today I'm going to cover four things that are going to help you avoid eating cat food in retirement. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of feeling like there's more to life that you're just not experiencing? Are you unmotivated by keeping up with the status quo? Are you ready to start living intentionally with your finances and creating the life you want? Get ready for Experiencing Financial Contentment with Dominique Henderson, a podcast focused on helping you create margin for the life you want to live by putting your money where your heart is. Each week, Dominique will help you explore the decisions you make around money so that you can achieve better results. Now here's your host, Dominique Henderson.
All right, we're back, and this is Dominique Henderson, owner and founder of DJH Capital Management, where we're helping our clients achieve their ideal financial outcome, and host of this podcast, Experiencing Financial Contentment, where we are helping you put your money where your heart is, allowing you to be more intentional about what you do with your money and all those things, personal development, financial literacy, and economic empowerment related. So welcome today. Today is a very special day. I'm recording this on February 1st, 2018. And today is my birthday. So I wanted to give you a little treat, a little bit different than the norm. We're just going to kind of talk today through some issues. I actually had a very good conversation with a prospective client not too long ago. And one of the things they said was, this is kind of funny, at least to me. But they said, hey, I just want to do some things that are going to create a lifestyle for me so I don't have to worry about whether or not I'm going to eat cat food in retirement. And I was just like, wow, that's just kind of putting it out there. So, you know, I kind of went through, you know, those notes and things that I've kind of uncovered over the years in the business. And I came up with four things that you can do to avoid eating cat food in retirement. And obviously there's more that you can do, but let's kind of kick off those things and we'll just kind of walk through them. I think one of the first things you can do is you can implement a better tax strategy, right? So I did the math before this episode on my BA2 plus nerd calculator. And let's just say you averaged a tax refund of $1,200 a year during your working career. And let's just say you work 30 years. So that's $36,000. But if you essentially backed into what that $1,200 is, which is essentially a $1,200 loan to the government, and you can think about that as, you know, $100 payments every month for a whole year until you get your refund sometime in February, March, or April, however you do it. But the point being that $100 a month at 8% a year, which is what most equities return if you invest for the long haul. And if you do that for 30 years, that's $149,000, which is way more than $36,000. So one of the things I would say is you would save that money if you had a good tax planning strategy instead of loaning the government $1,200 a year on average for, you know, with versus no interest. You don't get any interest for that. You just get your money back. But you could be investing that instead into some type of stock account or brokerage account or something like that and have money to build margin in your life. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Or be paying down debt that's going to increase your net worth. So implementing a better tax strategy is by far something that you could do to avoid eating cat food in retirement. I would say another thing that people don't think about all the time is don't spend your pay increases, right? So you get a pay increase. Usually you're going to get something, you know, over the working career, you're going to get, you know, at least inflation, which is average 3% forever. Don't spend that increase. When you get that increase, bank it, save it, invest it. These are different types of things that you can do in order to, you know, live a great life now, but also be preparing for that lifestyle in the future. Like my lovely wife loved to say, taking care of your future self. So you have to take care of your future self, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a lottery winner, whether you work down the street at the post office, you've got to be able to take some of your human capital and what you're turning into financial capital. So financial capital is the money that you spend. Your human capital is your skills and your knowledge that you exchange for the money that you spend. So you got to be able to find a way to take some of that financial capital that you're going to be due in the future and save it and invest it and compound it and let it grow. Okay. So I'll put some notes, in the show notes, I'll put some episodes about how to, the five ways to spend money that's in Ron Blue's book, Master Your Money, and some things I referenced in my, my ebook. I'll put those episodes down and I'll link those down in the show notes for you so you can consume that so we can move right along. Another way, of the four ways, this is the third way that you can avoid eating cat food in retirement, is to refinance your long-term debt, right? So generally speaking, most consumers are going to have their house, they're going to have a car, and they're going to have probably student loans in today's day and age. So your house can always be refinanced, right? You can save the interest over a 30-year loan and cut that in half by doing a 15-year loan. Now, whether you decide to go to the bank and refinance that or not, or just pay an extra house note every year or add a little principal every month to chop down the amount of interest you're going to give over to the bank, those are huge savings over time. Generally speaking, when you finance a 30-year to a 15-year, you're going to save about half the interest that you're going to be paying. So those are just rough numbers, but having done this for a little while, that's about what the math works out to be. Your car can always be refinanced, if not just buying a used car. Obviously, you want to do that because that's more bang for your buck until you start getting into higher net worth and you can afford to spend your net worth in your hard-earned human capital that you've turned into financial capital on depreciable assets, which a car is. Unless you get into collector cars and you're something like a Jay Leno or something, you're going to buy a car that's going to depreciate. So you need to make sure you're buying smart. And one way to do that is to refinance it. So you may go to the dealership, get a really good deal, and or not. You know, once your credit or whatnot or whatever is keeping you from getting the best interest rate, once that gets corrected, you need to refinance so that you can then use that money. Here's the deal, and I'll say this over, no matter what you finance, refinance your house, your car, your student loans, you need to take the old payment plus what when you refinance the savings, the interest savings that you get. So let's say your old payment was $200 a month on whatever it was. Say it's your car, $200 a month. That's a low car note. Let's say it's $400 a month. So $400 a month, your car note, then you refinance and you get it down to $350. Well, that extra $50, don't go spend that on some other consumer good. Add that extra $50 and act like you have a $400 car note, even though it's $350 now. Just keep on paying that. You're going to pay it off sooner. That's how you leverage what you just did and refinance it, and you'll kind of eat up some of the refinance costs if there are any. So take your old payment plus the interest savings and make that your new payment, okay? Which means that you don't change your lifestyle by the extra savings you got from just refinancing. And so the fourth and final way is to increase your skills and knowledge so that you can earn more. So I wrote a post, and I put this on in the show notes also. I put this, the economic food chain. And I'm not going to go into detail now. I'm going to just link to the article that I wrote. But basically, you don't have to worry about increasing the amount of how much you can earn your human capital into financial capital always through your job. There's a couple ways to go about this, but let's just say you're going to do it through your job. Actually deserve the raise that you're asking for. If you were a business owner and somebody was coming to you asking for a raise, think about the value to your company and whether or not they deserve it. You know, you come to an employer and you ask for a raise. What have you done in the last year, 6 months, 9 months that warrants that? Just because you ask for a raise does not necessarily mean that you deserve the raise. So think about it from those standpoints if you are a business owner. Now, let's flip the script a little bit. Let's say you are working that job and you know everything about that job and you can, you know, kind of do it with one arm tied behind your back. That's great. What you should do then is take that extra leverage, the extra time and that extra margin you have in your job. And since you don't have to use 100% of your energy to concentrate on doing a great job, you can use like 70% of it or 75% of it. Take the residual time that you have to learn a new skill, start a side hustle, start a business that may even start to replace some of the income that you're getting from that job. And then you find a model in your business that's going to allow you to leverage what you do, whether it's a product or a service, and then to scale that. So, you know, ideally, maybe you have 100 customers that are paying you $10 a piece. Well, that's $1,000 in your revenue. Well, how can you change that to 50 customers that's paying you $20 a piece so that you have less customers so you have even more time to leverage? So you just continue to figure out how you can iterate on that model. Those are just some quick things that you can do. So four things that are going to help you avoid eating cat food in retirement: implement a better tax strategy. There's so much money left on the table every year, especially if you're getting a refund. You need to do a W-4 adjustment. I have a podcast on that. I'll link that in the notes. If you need help on that, call me on at the office or send me an email. Don't spend your pay increases. This is another way that you can find some extra margin in what you're already earning when you get a pay increase. So whatever your paycheck is, you get a pay increase, don't spend that extra pay increase. Allow that to build in some margin so you can save or invest that. Refinance your long-term debt, student loans, car loans, your home mortgage, and then increase your skills and your knowledge so that you can earn more. So hopefully all that's been helpful. I have one offer for you. We just launched our e-course. And so I'm going to bring the screens over eventually. Let's do this. Okay, here we go. So the Mavens Financial Bootcamp is something I've been working on for a very long time. And I'll just be totally transparent. It is a very, I feel, cost-effective way for you to move the needle on your financial plans. And I'm going to even use the time to support this course, the people that are enrolling in it, and spend more time in the Facebook group and really allow people to get the margin and the flexibility in their financial plan and in their life that they need in order to reach their dreams and their goals. So that's what this is all about. You can go to the website and sign up, djhendersonsr.com/ecourse. And if you sign up for the 7-day challenge, I'll give you a couple coupons that will knock the price down for you. It's regularly priced at $125, which I feel is a pretty good bargain for all the content you're going to get. Five self-paced modules that are over 2.5 hours of content of me kind of drilling down into some of the core components of financial planning and allowing you to really move the needle. I got worksheets in there. We got all kinds of things. So that's my free gift to you. You just sign up, put your name in there, and you'll get the 7-day challenge. And if you decide to upgrade, you can get the e-course for, like I said, the $125. One time, lifetime access. I think it's a great value. I've been working on it for a while. We'll iterate as time goes on. But I think so far, the feedback has been pretty good. And so we'll keep working on it. So that's it for today. Hopefully that's been helpful. We'll see you back next time. Take care.